بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last night we had completed the 8th juz, and tonight we commence with the 9th juz, alhamdulillah. And towards the last few pages of the 8th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salatu wa salam. He was from amongst the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. In fact, he was known as Khatibul Anbiya, the orator from amongst the Anbiya. Mufassirin have mentioned lifasahatihi, because of his eloquence, his fine speech. Nevertheless, he was sent to the people of Madian, and elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as Ashabul Aika, the people of the forest. And Mufassirin explained that perhaps these people used to worship the trees and the plants, and therefore they were known as Ashabul Aika, the people of the forest. So Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam invites them to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he offers many proofs and dara'il of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But eventually these people become tired of his invitation, and they say to him, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُدُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا. That, O Shu'ib, we are not prepared to accept your da'wah, your invitation. So either you fall into line with us, you worship as we worship, you follow our way, our creed, or we are going to ostracize you, we are going to exile you, you and your people will not be welcome amongst us any longer. And we find this is the reaction or the response of the people of Batil. When they are not prepared to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they see Islam as a threat, they see the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a threat, then the response is to try and ostracize us and to try and push us down. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us consolation that when Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam realizes that this is what they want to do and they are not prepared to accept, then he makes dua, رَبَّ رَفْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. That, oh Allah, you make a decision. My people, I have done my duty, I have invited them, I have conveyed your message to them, and they are not prepared to accept, so now you make a decision. Then Allah says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاتِمِينَ. It was just one tremor, one quake, and the entire nation was wiped out, completely destroyed, annihilated. So this is the end result of the people of Batil, when they refuse to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah mentions His system in this dunya, as far as trials and tribulations are concerned, that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Allah says, we did not send any Nabi to any village, to any nation, any town, except that we caused the people to undergo great amount of difficulties, great amount of challenges, whether it was physical as far as illnesses, sicknesses are concerned, or whether it was financial, poverty and the like of it. And what was the reason for this? Allah mentions, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ. This is the purpose, this is the reason that a person will undergo challenges and tests in this world, is so that he can turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives us these reminders throughout our lives. Sometimes a person feels things are moving smoothly for me, and then out of nowhere something happens, some sickness, some illness, some janazah, something doesn't go right. So this is actually the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He wants us to come back. Somewhere in my life I'm moving away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so He wants me to come back to Him, He wants me to turn to Him in tawbah. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah mentions the second level of challenges and trials in this world. ثُمَّ بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Allah says, when a person doesn't want to take heed, when we put difficulties in his path, and he doesn't want to take heed, he doesn't want to turn back to Allah, then we will change the challenge from challenges of difficulty to challenges of ease and prosperity. We will open things up for him. Another verse Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they didn't take heed, when the difficulties came and they didn't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, we will open up the doors of everything for them. We'll give them ease, prosperity, business is booming, the person is enjoying the best of health, and everything is going smoothly. But what is this in actual fact? Allah says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We will lull them into a false sense of security. Here Mashayikh mentioned something for all of us to take note of, that when a person is away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet still he finds his life is moving along smoothly. He thinks everything is fine. As far as his children are concerned, his family is concerned, as far as their health is concerned, wealth is concerned, everything is moving along very smoothly and nicely. Yet he is still breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should not be deceived. This should not just be that Allah is giving us a rope, by which we will then hang ourselves. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. When a person now is in that false sense of security, then Allah says, suddenly, without him realizing, he doesn't know where it comes from, but our punishment will come, and this person will be completely destroyed. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That first he will test a person with difficulty, with adversity, and see if that person turns to him. If he doesn't, then Allah opens things up for him. So we should be extremely careful, extremely cautious, that this should not be our condition. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And we find from all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Nabi Musa has been mentioned the most number of times in the Quran. We mentioned this before also, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was the second most number of times in the Quran. And double the amount of times that his name comes the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Great, great lessons that we can take from his life and the different things that took place. But specifically here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his meeting with Fir'aun. Fir'aun, we all know, and the story we have heard many, many times, that he was a person of authority, of wealth, of power. He had his kingdom, and he had his subjects that were all subservient to him, and he was enjoying his life. But he did not understand that this all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He attributed everything to himself. And that is why later on Allah speaks about the people of Fir'aun, that فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةِ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ. Whenever there was some ease, some goodness that came to them, then they would attribute it to themselves. This is our own efforts, our own work. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ. When any difficulty came their way, then they would attribute it to Musa alayhi salam, because of him. That he is an evil omen, and he has caused this misfortune to befall us. So Allah explains that Nabi Musa alayhi salam is sent to Fir'aun. Many signs are sent, and still he doesn't want to accept. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ وَالْجَرَادِ وَالْقُمَّلِ. Various different challenges that Allah sends their way. Different things that take place. There are floods. Then Allah sends an entire swarm of locusts, and various different challenges that come to them. But still they are obstinate, they are stubborn, they don't want to take heed. Finally, Fir'aun and his entire people are destroyed. But the message after that, Allah says, وَأُورَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. After Fir'aun and his people are destroyed, what is the condition? Allah says, that group of people who were downtrodden, who Fir'aun and his people used to look down upon, they wouldn't give them any type of say in society. These were the people who then inherited everything from them. In the 25th Juz Surah Dukhan, Allah mentions, كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِن جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. How many gardens and palaces and buildings that they left behind, and who inherits it? وَأُورَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. That nation or that group who were regarded as second-class citizens, how Allah turns the tables. So this is a lesson for us also. A person, no matter how high he is riding the wave, he's got all the wealth, he's got position, he's got authority, he's got status, he's got everything in this dunya, but he should never, ever, ever look down on anybody. He should never think that this is my own doing, this has come from my side, and that I now can treat other people how I want to, because in a split second Allah can change it. Tables can be turned, and those people who we were looking down upon, suddenly they are given authority and position over us. So this was the condition when he came to Bani Israel. And thereafter, towards the end of Surah Al-A'raf, we'll end on this inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the importance of adab and etiquette in deen. Ulama have mentioned, ad-deen kulluhu adab. The entire deen is based on adab and etiquette. A person can be doing all the ibadat, all the good deeds, but if he doesn't have adab, he doesn't have etiquette, he doesn't understand how to conduct these ibadat, then all of it can go to waste. So here two things are mentioned. One is when it comes to tilawat of the Quran and listening to the Quran. Allah says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When Quran is recited, when Quran is being read, then ensure that you listen attentively to it. وَأَنْصِتُوا. And remain silent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. This will be a source of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to you. This is extremely important. We find many a times, as we are driving, we have Quran Sharif playing in our cars, but our minds are elsewhere. We are busy with our tasks, we're going somewhere, dropping parcels, or whatever it may be. And our minds are working, but we have the Quran playing almost in the background. The women folk also sometimes at home, the Quran is playing, they are busy in the kitchen, they're doing their work. So yes, this is not a problem. We can have the Quran playing for barakat. But it shouldn't be that we are in our own conversations, we're doing our own things, and we're not giving due respect and attention to the Quran Sharif. So this is extremely important. Many a times programs take place in the masjid also. Quran is being recited, people are talking, playing on their cell phones. So this is a very important adab and etiquette of deen, that the Quran should be given due respect and attention. And then Allah speaks about adab and etiquette when it comes to dua. That وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. تضرعا وخيفة. When you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and specifically when you're making dua, then how should this be done? With two qualities that a person must have: tadarru, he must submit before Allah, he must show his humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَخِيفَةً, and he should have the khawf, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within his heart. وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ, and he should not scream out. Many ahadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would tell sahaba, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْعُونَ أَصَمَّ وَلَا غَائِمًا, that you are not making dua to some being who is deaf, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, or who is absent. Allah can hear you. So a person does not raise his voice unnecessarily, he does not scream and make dua, but in a soft tone or moderate tone, with the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with humility, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And then Allah says that do not be negligent in this regard. Ensure that you fulfill the correct adab, the correct etiquette when it comes to these great ibadat. Then you will see the full benefit and the full reward of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.